is Andreas Berger, and I'm coming from Cornell University, and this is work that I've done with Andrew McDonald and Susan Rhea. And we are from Cornell University, which is in New York State, which is also a very humid climate, so you wonder why I'm going to talk about water use efficiency and the role of wheat competition on water use efficiency. And the fact is that in some years there are droughts. Occasionally when you miss a couple of rains, there are droughts, and it's very likely that in the future these droughts will become more frequent. So we are interested in what is the role of wheat competition in crop water use efficiency. So water use efficiency, I want to define it because it may be there may be many definitions of water use efficiency. And water use efficiency is the grain yield divided by the amount of water used across the season. And I like to express that in grams per kilogram. And what is competition for water? And competition for water is a rivalry over a scarce amount of available water between plants of the same species of different species. And common wisdom suggests that weeds compete for water, nutrients, and light. And we see all that in all weed science textbooks. And I want to challenge a little bit the fact that weeds compete for water, because I think that happens in some cases, but it's not always happening. And the research questions that I want to answer in this presentation are, does a weedy crop use more water than a weed-free crop? Very simple question across the season if they use more water. Do weeds change the water use efficiency? And does the presence of weeds compromise the growth and yield in the future? In the meaning, in the sense that maybe weeds are using water early in the season and depleting a stock for future use. And the fourth question is a weedy corn crop more stressed than a weedy free one? So we did some field experiments in 2005, 2006, and 2007. And we have a control, which was corn. It was present in all years. And in the in other years, we have corn plus bulba leaf, corn plus foxtail, and corn plus pigweed. In 2006 and 2007, we replaced these weeds by different planting times of the bulba leaf. We wanted to concentrate and focus on one weed that was easier to manage. And the idea to have these two planting times is to have different competitiveness of the weeds. The early planting, in the case of the early planting, the weeds will grow faster and will grow earlier and will tend to overtop the corn. And in the case of the later planting, the weeds that are planted 1 week after the corn, the weeds will be suppressed by the corn. I will focus and present results mainly from the control and the treatment where the bulba leaf was planted simultaneously with the corn. And these experiments were set up as a randomized complete block design with five or four replicates depending on the year. And we track volumetric water content up to a meter 0.2. So this is how this experiment looked like. As you can see, the weed density is quite high, and the weeds were planted in two rows in between the corn rows. And you can see differences here in the first planting time and the second planting time. The weeds are different size. The planting density for the weeds was 20 plants per meter, which is a relatively high density. And this is a season-long soil water extraction for those treatments. As you can see, the green bar, which is the corn, is not really different from the weedy treatments, which are represented in red. There are differences between years, like 2006 has more water extraction compared to 2005, which was a drier year, but the differences are not significant. We can look at the trends of water extraction over time for those seasons. And here I present plant available water total in the profile, which goes from one being field capacity to zero being permanent wilting point. And 2005 was a very dry year. You can see we reached values close to 0.2 of plant available water. And it's interesting to see that the lines go along very close. And there are differences that are mainly due to recharge, like here, where the lines start to diverge. They come close together and then they start to diverge. And this is the case here, and this is the case here too. And there are some other very minor differences in very particular moments, like here or here. But in general, the trends are very similar. And that's quite important. We can look at the more in particular where these differences are generated. And here I present cumulative soil water extraction for those very contrasting treatments for the corn and the corn plus bulbo leaf. And you can see that there are two times when differences are generated, and those times are very early in the season, like here around the day 200, and that's very clear in 2006 and 2007. And then later in the season, like here, and here it's not that obvious, but it's also happening. And here in 2005, it's happening, but maybe a little earlier. The differences are generated here. And so early in the season, around the day 200, the corn plus bulbo leaf extracts more water than the corn. And later in the season, the corn plus bulbo leaf extracts a little less water than the corn. And I wanted to compare some variable that can explain that. And I look for light interception. So here, these curves are the probability of diffuse light interception, which is the canopy cover. The zero being all light is reaching the soil surface, and one, all light is intercepted by the crop. And you can see that the differences that we see here in water extraction are well related to moments where there are large differences in light interception. So in this period of time where the canopy is developing and growing, we have a moment that is not very long, that's maybe 15 to 20 days, where the two different treatments have a very large differences in canopy and light interception. And that it's the main seems to be the main explanation for this degeneration of differences in water extraction. And at the end of the season, when the bulbo leaf senesces, it's as it's dying off, the light interception is smaller, and you get this opposite trend where the weedy treatment extracts less water. So I calculated water use efficiency from those experiments. And as we saw, the water use efficiency, the amount of water used was the same, so water use efficiency changes, and it changes mainly due to the yield loss. In the weedy treatments, the water use efficiency is lower, and it's lower in particular in those treatments where there is high yield loss, like in this case in 2006, where the yield loss here in the gray bars is higher, the water use efficiency is much lower than the control. And where the yield loss is smaller, the water use efficiency, it's very similar to the control. So the main driver for changes in water use efficiency is reduction in yield, not differences in water use. I wanted to look at the water extraction in the profile to see if the weedy treatment was extracting more water at depth or on the surface, and maybe depleting a stock that was not available in the present time for the corn. So this is the rate of soil water extraction with depth for the different treatments. And we can see that in general there are no large differences. The weedy treatments where weeds are present tend to extract more water in this middle depths of 60 centimeters from 0.4 to 0.8 centimeters, and a little bit less water in the surface. And that's probably due to more uniformity in the rooting system, because the weeds were planted in the middle of the row. And so the root system in general of the combined crop was more uniform. And this is stomato conductance that we measured to see if the different treatments were more differentially stressed, and it doesn't seem to be a large difference in stomatal conductance between the treatments. So the second part of the work that we are doing is a modeling exercise to try to model these differences, and we want a model to being able to capture the differences in resource capture between plants of different sizes, and the fact that plants that are larger capture more resources than plants that are smaller, and plants that overtop other plants and shade over plants capture a proportionally large fraction of the resources. So the model is composed of three main sections. The soil processes are calculated based on a model that Jeff McConyon and Haram Banes have developed. Light interception is using an individual plant-based model that is actually a forest model. So calculates the light interception for each individual. Photosynthesis is based on the Fraquar model. And plant growth and architecture and partition is based on allometry, which is a very simple approach to do partitioning and allocation. So this is an output from the model. So we can simulate like a virtual field. And this is a field that is 3 by 3 meters and 2 meters high. And the plants are represented as small spheres here. So we have like 4 rows of corn and some weeds that are scattered around. And in this, I will present several scenes where the spheres are colored based on the amount of water transpired in kilograms per plant per day. So as the season progresses, the plants start to cover the interval. And the plants that are, in this case, overtopping the weeds tend to use more water than the weeds. And we can see that as the season progresses, this is more and more evident. So in this case, the corn plants that are taller and are suppressing the weeds, because I set up a scenario where the weeds will be suppressed, just to show you an example, transpire most of the water. And the weeds, although they are there, they don't use a lot of water. And they don't grow. They stay without growing much. So we want to explore in the future with this model different scenarios of different arrangement, different densities, different nitrogen availabilities, different weather conditions, and see if we can tease out a little bit more about wheat competition. So as a conclusion, the total season long water use in the wheat and the wheat-free corn were similar. Water use was closely related to light interception. And although there are differences in light interception, they are in general during very short periods of time, and otherwise are very small. The profile water extraction was similar in the wheat and wheat-free corn. The corn was no more stressed in the wheat-free treatment than compared to the weedy treatment. And water use efficiency, although smaller in the weedy corn, tends to be smaller due to lower light interception and therefore to lower biomass accumulation, but not due to higher use of water. And thank you. And I want to thank also my co-authors, Susan Ria, Johannes Lehmann, and David Lee, and Andrew McDonald, people that helped me in the field, and the funding from Cornell University and the Computational Ag Initiative.